Time now for this week's Nutrition Minute.
Today we're talking breakfast. So it's really important to have breakfast because we see that kids that have breakfast tend to have better memory and better attention. Really important for school. And if you skip breakfast, it's really hard to make up those nutrients later in the day. So I've got some examples here of some really fast and easy breakfast you can make when you're on the go. Because I know mornings are tough for people. One example would be some oatmeal. You just throw it in the microwave with some water and microwave it for a few minutes and then it's ready. Or you could take a whole grain English muffin and throw some peanut butter on there. Or take your favorite yogurt and mix it with some fruit. So don't forget to eat breakfast, whether you eat at home or at school. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to eat healthy and stay active.
Lauren, here in the functional training area at Lifetime in Lakeville, I'm with Joe. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about strength training here at Lifetime.
Well, the beauty about strength training is that whenever you do weights, you're going to increase your metabolism. You get your body nice and strong. But whenever you focus on strength training, you want to focus on core development as well. So in regards to the functional training area, functional is a lot of exercises engaging the core. So using stability balls, TRX, dumbbells, free weights are going to be the most beneficial for you in that sense.
So when a young kid comes in here, how old should they be to be in this area?
Roughly 12 years old.
So to stay in shape, I guess, before you're 12 years old, what kind of things would you should suggest?
Simple stuff is such as a squat, and that's something I could demonstrate as well. And there's different tools that you can use for that. My favorite here is the TRX, the one that Victor's here using.
Is that how you use it?
Probably not.
Victor's not doing this the right way?
He's flying right. The good news is he's not going to fall, though. And I can show him how to use a thing or two. But very simple, I had a client this morning. She was 12 years old, and we were teaching her how to squat. You know, so when you squat, you want to make sure that your feet are, you know, outside hip-width apart.
I think Victor's okay.
All right, so what we're going to do is you're going to keep your arms out in front. You're going to keep your feet just outside hip-width apart, your toes slightly pointed out. And what you're going to do is you're going to squat, and your hands are going to throw your hips back just like this, okay? So when you squat, your back is straight, and you're going to come up, and you're going to squeeze the glutes as you come up, okay? So you pop down, and you pop right back up just like this. So when you come up, drive the hips forward and squeeze the glutes. And we're going to do about 10 reps here, okay? So down, that's one, down, that's two, down, that's three, four, five, but I can't hear you, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10, just like that.
Tell me the next thing you would do for a young kid who came into this area.
Yeah, sweet. So I would grab a ball over here, and something very simple. It's called a crunch. So crunch is on the stability ball. So all you do, you have a seat on the ball. So at my desk, I don't have a chair anymore. I just have a ball because if your core's not engaged, the ball can move from under you. So I like to play around with it. And if you bring your feet together, then you're less stable. Forces you to engage the core a lot more.
Okay.
So if your core is nice and engaged, it keeps your spine healthy. It actually helps in sport performance as well.
How does Victor's core look?
there's room for improvement.
Room for improvement.
I'm surprised he hasn't fallen yet, but there he goes.
It's time for our junior reporter to interview another one of your favorite Minnesota Vikings.
What's your position?
My position is cornerback. I play cornerback. I've been playing it for a long time now, and I fell in love with the position at an early age, and you know, it got me to the next level, so I'm very excited about that.
What was your nickname as a kid?
Middle school, it was Baby Shaq. I was the second biggest kid in the school.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
I'm kind of old. My favorite Disney movie? You just made my mind go blank with such good questions. I can't remember any Disney movies right now. she said Bambi. I'm gonna go with Bambi then.
What was your nickname as a kid?
Our friends call me T or T Money.
What's your favorite basketball team?
NBA would be the Timberwolves. Obviously got to stay hometown with that.
Do you play Pokemon Go?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Scyther.
Are you afraid with anyone on a different team?
Am I afraid?
No, like any friend.
Oh, no, a friend? Yeah, I got a couple. You want me to name them?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Quandre Diggs for the Lions, Lakin Tomlinson for the Lions, Jake Ryan for